This year's election day in Unalaska was akin to what I imagine most election days have looked like in the past. There was light rain, accompanied with intermittent Aleutian gusts, and skies were mostly gray. But, like in most places, due to the threat of the COVID-19 pandemic, a few things made this election day stand out, namely a strong, sort of fruity, and sterile scent of hand sanitizer accompanying voters as they exited City Hall.
My hands smell good. You want to smell them?
Pretty much all of the voters I spoke with were comfortable with the precautionary measures, such as social distancing, masks, and of course sanitization, that came with this year's voting process.
Feels good. I mean, it's fine. It's no problem. We have to do what we have to do. It is what it is. So.
That was Bernadette Namasivayan. Like many other Unalaskans that shared their experience, she was glad to have the opportunity to exercise her right to vote, even if it meant doing it from under a mask. And she encouraged others to do so as well.
Well, I hope more people should come out and vote tonight. It's the only chance. Do something. If you want changes, come out and vote. Right?
While on paper the added social distancing and health regulations may have appeared time-consuming, most voters said the process was painless and quick, and, like Namasivayan, worth the chance to make change.
Sanitize, and then the one you use the pen, put in the one place, no return, that's safe.
How long did it take you to vote?
A minute only.
That was Felipe La Forteza. He says city officials kept everything very clean, and he felt very safe voting in person, which he normally chooses to do. While he chose not to share all of the candidates he voted for, he says he supports Fernando Barrera for school board. Brett Richardson echoed La Forteza's appreciation of the efficiency and cleanliness of the in-person voting process, as well as his support for Barrera. He says he voted for Dennis Robinson and Thomas Bell for the open city council positions and chose to write a candidate in for the other open school board seat. And he says, despite the pandemic, as long as it can be done safely, voting is an important practice.
And we need to exercise our rights to be heard, when it seems like the world's falling down around us. That's probably the most important time to do so.
More than 420 people showed up at City Hall to vote on Tuesday. And while there are still 84 absentee and question ballots to be canvassed tomorrow morning, three of Unalaska's races were decided Tuesday night, but one was too close to call. Tune in to KUCB or Channel 8 TV tomorrow as we bring you the final results for Unalaska's municipal election. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
Brenda Baker!
Only one I remember. Fernando Barrera.
Oh, definitely Dennis Robinson. He's got great experience, showing some good leadership.
I hope they make changes.
Anthony, 2020.
Just glad we have a great turnout tonight.